Dictation for Jill Hantoon, H-U-N-T-O-O-N, July 1548. Addressed as a letter to Dr. Freestone, F-R-E-E-S-T-O-N-E, 875-5168. Dear Dr. Freestone, and Mrs. Paula, P-A-U-L-A, Ellsworth, E-L-L-S-W-O-R-T-H. Urgent consultation for Mrs. Hantoon. Progressive renal failure. Comes accompanied with a friend. Baseline creatinine has been around 45 to 50 through the years. There has been a recent change of kidney function. She's been exposed to Celebrex in a daily basis for diffuse arthritis, myalgias, for many years, discontinued within the last 2 weeks because of rising creatinine. She is very concerned about these new problems, and that has affected her oral intake. She's afraid of eating 3 small meals a day, denies nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, no abdominal pain. There is constipation every other day without any blood melena. She has been pushing more the liquid intake, good urine output, clear, no cloudiness, blood, no foaminess, no incontinence, no nocturia. There was prior edema when she was in Florida, but that has resolved. A number of medications were adjusted that might have helped. Briefly was taking also diuretics for about a week or so. That was discontinued. Complaining of no energy. Has chronic neuropathy on the feet from diabetic neuropathy. No ulcers, claudications, no rash, some itching of the skin, no chest pain palpitation or syncope, denies the use of oxygen inhalers or CPAP machine, no orthopnea PND, problems of insomnia, she is hard of hearing, other review system is negative. Next paragraph, her past medical history, diabetes at least 10-15 years, no documented retinopathy, no procedures, minor peripheral neuropathy, no ulcers, hypertension about the same time, no event thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, TIS or stroke, no peripheral vascular disease, no heart abnormalities, denies chronic liver disease, remote history of stomach ulcer, did not require blood transfusion, does have reflux on treatment, prior pneumonia, many years back in the hospital, no recurrent urinary tract infection. She's not aware of blood protein in the urine or kidney stones. Next paragraph, the only procedure for lens implant for cataracts. Next paragraph. Denies smoking or alcohol, no family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph. Pressing medications, Farxiga started about a month ago, Pepcid, Glipizide, Atenolol, vitamins and zinc, supplements, occasionally Benadryl. Within the last month or so, discontinue Actos, off Celebrex, off Losartan, a long list of supplements and vitamins also discontinued. Next paragraph, side effects includes cephalosporin, levaquin, macrolide, Citromax, Pravacol, Prinivil, Prevacid. Next paragraph, review system as indicated above, otherwise is negative. Next paragraph, present weight 154, 63 inches tall, blood pressure 150 over 80 on the right, 148.72 on the left. No respiratory distress, alert or intestine free, decreased hearing, normal speech, length implant, normal eye movements, no mucosal abnormalities, no facial asymmetry, no palpable thyroid masses or lymph nodes, no gross carotid bruise JBD, lungs are clear, no pleural effusion consolidation, no gross arrhythmia, no pericardial rate gallop or murmurs, abdomen, no ascites, no tenderness, no masses, no distension, no femoral bruits, minimal edema and varicose veins, good orthopedic pulses, no ulcerations, non-focal. Next paragraph, through the years, GFR has been between 45 and 50, creatinine around 1.2 or less, and there has been a change. Creatinine rising 1.63, 1.84, and that represents a GFR of 28. Isolated high calcium in April and May. Normal sodium, potassium, acid base. Albumin elevated at 4.9. Normal liver function test. Her A1C has fluctuated around 7 to 9. There has been no blood in the urine. High glucose probably from the Farxiga. Albumin in the urine in the low side between 30s and 60s. Prior anemia around 11-12. After medications discontinue, most recent creatinine yesterday improved at 1.54. And that will represent a GFR of 35. Mild anemia 13.3. Presently normal sodium, potassium, acid base, calcium albumin, phosphorus elevated at 5.4. Glucose in the 180s, since stopping the Actos is running at home in the 200s. There is a kidney ultrasound, 9.9 right, 8.2 left, without obstruction, stone or masses, no gross urinary retention. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Patient developed acute on chronic renal failure, background of probably diabetic nephropathy and hypertension, small kidneys without obstruction, urinary retention, prolonged exposure to anti-inflammatory agents that was discontinued, azotemia improving by changing medications, presently off losartan, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, monitor chemistry to see what will be the new steady state, blood pressure in the office in the upper side. Our goal is 130 over 775 or below. Down the road, might need to try back losartan because of the diabetes nephropathy and proteinuria, which is not in the nephrotic range, non-nephrotic syndrome. Otherwise, no activity in the urine for glomerulonephritis vasculitis. Present diabetes is not well controlled. Patient is going to discuss with your service alternatives. I mentioned that Farxiga, besides being a diabetic medication, has shown protective for heart and kidneys. Given the GFR is above 30, you have all the options to try what patient will agree based on insurance coverage and side effects. In terms of the phosphorus, I expect improvement. Presently, no need for phosphorus binders. examples of low phosphorus diet or high phosphorus meals to avoid giving to the patient. She and friend is asking for discussion with a dietitian to address for diabetes and the kidney problems. All issues discussed at length with the patient and the friend. We monitor chemistries in 2 weeks. After that, probably on a monthly basis until things are stable. Plan to see her back on the next 3 to 4 months, end of dictation.